The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. It is July, and that means 10 by 10 in the Triangle, the Festival of New Short Plays at the Art Center in downtown Carrboro. 10 plays, 10 directors, 10 actors, 10 minutes each. It's 10 by 10 in the Triangle. The best 10 plays selected from some 750 submissions. We have with us on the Art Spot today, one director, two actors, and Jerry Lynn Schulke, director of Art Center Stage. Welcome to the Art Spot, y'all.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey.
Whom did you bring with you to the show today, Jerry Lynn?
Hey, Art. So we have Josh Benjamin. He is a director for one of the 10 by 10 plays, which is called A Streaker Named Desire. Yes. And Lazarus Simmons, he is an actor. He's in three or four plays. And Jorge DeNozzo, he is another actor in about three or four plays.
Yeah, so how did 10 by 10 in the Triangle begin, Jerry Lynn?
Lyndon Harris started 10 by 10 13 years ago or so. I don't know why she started it. I've never had that conversation with her. But she started it. It was a lot bigger when they did it because they didn't have this core company of 10 actors. They had different actors in every play. But she had, scripts came from all over the country still, not to the volume that it does now. But the playwrights were from anywhere from the country. And they just started it. They refined it over the years. This whole notion of only 10 actors was really brilliant because it was too big and unwieldy back when it first started. So that's how it got started. And it's slowly grown. And it's super popular. 10 by 10 is one of our most popular events at the Art Center. So and it's a lot of fun for the people involved, the actors and the directors and the designers. I always say it's kind of like summer camp for theater people. It's a lot of fun.
It has to be. I can feel it just being in the building there and talking to people around the community. It's amazing how after this 12 previous years, folks still haven't internalized July. They're like, when's 10 by 10 going to be this year? And it'll be kicking off Friday, July 11th, running 8 p.m. on July 11th and July 12th, 3 p.m. on Sunday the 13th, Sunday the 20th, and Sunday the 27th. There'll also be an 8 p.m. show on Sunday, July 27th, and shows on Friday the 25th and Friday the 18th and Saturday, July 19th, Thursday, July 17th, and July 10th. Those Friday, Saturday, and Thursday shows all at 8 p.m. And I could not have presented that in a more confusing order. But that's what makes great radio. Have any of the three of you done 10 by 10 as actor or director before?
I did 10 by 10 for the first time last year.
Yeah. What play did you direct last year?
Last year it was called Will / Did / Is.
Yeah. So I remember that one.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And I don't remember how. I just remember Jerry Lynn calling me and saying, hey, would you be interested in directing this year? And I jumped at it because I had seen 10 by 10 before, always enjoyed watching it. And thankfully, I've been asked back again this year. And yeah, it's always a blast. It's like a whirlwind from beginning to end. I mean, you read all these plays, you pick one, and then you jump right into rehearsal. And I mean, the rehearsals just fly by. It's like we just get started and we're done, and then we're in tech week, and that flies by, and then it's showtime.
Yeah. How long do you rehearse for each of these 10-minute plays? Is it different from when you're doing a full-length three-actor?
Yeah, absolutely. That's another 10. It's 10 hours of rehearsal total, 5 2-hour rehearsals. It's like a compressed version of a full length play in every sense of the word, right down to rehearsal. I mean, we had one day where we sat around the table, and then second rehearsal we were up on our feet moving around, and then we spend the last couple just sort of polishing things up and doing detail work, and then we're done.
Yeah, what's the special pleasures and challenges of working in the 10-minute form?
Well, I'm Lazarus. One thing I really enjoy is working with 10 different directors and getting a chance to experience 10 different ways that people help push you to where they would like for you to go, or what they see, or the vision that they have for the play. I was talking with Hope, who's one of my directors for another one, and just comparing her and actually Josh, because they are very different in their style of directing, but they both get you to that same point, and it's fun to sort of, especially if you have like rehearsals back to back, like to completely jump out of one director's sort of mind frame and jump into another one's, and the process still works. So I enjoy that.
Yeah, that's a beautiful insight, Lazarus. I hadn't really thought about that before, but for y'all who are acting and in three or four plays rather than the directors who are focused on just one, it's a much different experience.
Yeah, it's very fun. And then also, you know, you get to, like, I'm in two plays with Jorge here, and just the way we play off of each other, completely different in entirely different plays, until we stop and then we just snark at each other, which is
I would imagine the 10-minute play is not a good format, at least doing 10 10-minute plays for a method actor.
that would be bad.
So how did you come to be part of the 10 by 10 company, Jorge?
Jerry Lynn actually sent out an email to be distributed around the was it just the graduate school? In the graduate program at UNC, which I'm in the graduate program. And it was forwarded to us by Ray Dooley, and a classmate and I kind of jumped at the opportunity. We were kind of thrown into this environment this entire year because we were both new in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And so when there was a chance to go outside of the Playmakers realm and outside of the UNC community and meet other actors and directors, it was great because we don't get that throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Beautiful. That's another aspect I hadn't thought of. We're on the Art Spot. We're talking today with Jerry Lynn Schulke from Art Center Stage, Josh Benjamin, Lazarus Simmons, and Jorge Donoso, all of whom are part of 10 by 10 in the Triangle, the Festival of New Short Plays, happening at the Art Center starting July 11th, running through July 27th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday performances. For more information, just go to artcenterlive.org or call 919-929-2787 and you'll get all the information. And we'll be right back on the Art Spot with Jerry Lynn, Josh, Lazarus, and Jorge after these important announcements. Welcome back to the Art Spot, talking today about 10 by 10 in the Triangle, the 13th annual Festival of New Short Plays at the Art Center in downtown Carrboro, starting Friday, July 11th, their big opening night. Well, Josh, you are directing last year perhaps the most inscrutable title among the 10. Yes. This year you have the title that everyone who just reads the list of titles is immediately drawn to. It has something snarky to say about a streaker named Desire. And I think both Jorge and Lazarus are involved in that one, too.
They are.
So what are we going to experience with a streaker named Desire?
Oh, man, it's hard to say. it's a crazy play. I remember at our first rehearsal, Jim, one of the other actors, asked me, well, why did you pick this script? I'm just curious. And I told him, because I don't quite get it yet. I'm not sure exactly what to make of it. So it's been fun to try and figure out what it's all about. But it's sort of a tongue-in-cheek homage to Tennessee Williams in a way. It's got a lot of winks at various Tennessee Williams works. But it's also kind of absurdist, kind of, you know, Brecht-ish. It's not realistic at all. You have a couple characters who are sort of embodiments of deities, one of which Jorge plays. He plays Frank Desire, the streaker from the title, who runs up and down the French Quarter in New Orleans streaking, and is sort of this embodiment of desire. And then We have another actor who's the embodiment of, well, maybe I shouldn't give that one away yet. another deity who come into the lives of this older brother and sister. And, you know, they're forced to sort of deal with being near the end of their lives and coming into contact with these deities. So, yeah, it's a crazy kind of mashup of a lot of different stuff. But it's a lot of fun. And it definitely has a lot of layers to it and raises some interesting questions, I think. So it's been a lot of fun for me, and hopefully Jorge's enjoyed playing a deity / streaker.
I've had many interesting experiences in NOLA, but I haven't encountered any deities, even after absinthe. I haven't encountered any deity. So what's it like being a streaking deity in the French Quarter, Jorge?
It's not much different from my real life. No, it's great. When I hadn't read the script before our first read-through, we got the whole company of actors together, not just from our show, but the entire 10x10, and we read every script and everything. And before that, I've looked at the script, hadn't really read it, but I got a text from one of my friends who's interning at the Art Center, and I asked her, what shows am I doing? Who am I playing? And she texted me back saying, how do you feel about playing a streaker? So my mind went to like 1,000 different places. But as tongue-in-cheek as the play might be, it's really beautiful in a way, and it has some very serious moments that deal with somebody losing their desire and how to regain that. But it's been really nice, and it's been really cool to play with the other actors and really just explore what it means to be desire in a way. Yeah.
Beautiful. And have you figured out what the play's about yet, Josh?
I think we're getting there. I don't think we've quite grasped it yet, but we've got a couple rehearsals left, and we're going to do a lot of playing around and throw a lot of different ideas out there and see what we can make of it. We've gotten it all, you know, we've been up on our feet, we've gotten through the whole thing, but I think we're still digging at it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've got some room to work.
It was really nice the other day. Josh sent out a script with the highlighted parts that the playwright intended to be funny and which ones he did not. And it was, we were kind of right on the money with the exploring and rehearsal and everything. Mm-hmm. It was exactly what we had been doing. So it was a really nice reassurance of, okay, we're going in the right direction with this piece.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing that's been really helpful, actually, and it's sort of a device in the play, but Lazarus's character is an audience member who shouts various things at times in the play. But it actually, you know, I guess sort of the goal of it is to make the audience stop and think and make the actors on stage kind of stop and think for a second about what they're saying, what they're doing. But it also kind of, in rehearsal, makes us stop and think about what we're doing as well. So it functions for the audience, but it also, I found, functions for us as well. And Lazarus has been able to raise some good questions through that about, you know, what exactly we're getting at, I think.
I think it's fun, I think, just to, we've had an opportunity to actually sit down and debate, like, what does the audience see, or what does the audience think, or how does the audience feel, or what is, I guess, the median of the audience, to sort of try to figure out how we could maybe show this side or that side a little better, and that's been pretty fun. Although, I didn't have an opportunity to go to the first read-through when the entire company was there, so the first time I read through it was in the room, and the funny part was, or there's this moment where I sat down and I didn't know if anyone else had read it, and obviously we're just sitting there, and I'm like, does anyone understand this play at all? And everyone was like, no, and I'm like, thank God, because I didn't get any of it. And so it was a good relief to know, like, we were all sort of starting on that sort of weird blank page, and sort of we're working together to build this. And so every question, every thought, Josh has been like awesome with organizing it and wrangling it and making it easy to digest and asking the great questions that, you know, cause us actors Jorge and I to just stop and think and work with what's there. So
yeah, now I got my submission for next year's 10 actors sitting around. Do you understand this play? No.
And I also think it's really cool working with a director who doesn't pretend to know what it's about, like for him to be able to explore as well, because I think we've all worked with directors before who have a set image of what they think that the play is, but they're, I don't know. to me, those kind of directors aren't like confident, and it totally reads in their direction and everything, but it's been really nice working with Josh, who gives you the time and place to explore.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's nice of you to say that, and that's kind of, it's good to hear that, because that's, I mean, really what I try to do. You know, I always say, no matter what show I'm doing, that I don't ever think I have all the answers, because I don't. And to me, it's a lot more interesting. I like working that way. It's exciting. It's a little bit nerve-wracking in a way to go in, you know, without all this preparation and without really overthinking it. But it's a lot of fun for me to see, you know, where our collective ideas take us rather than just me trying to lead the thing along somewhere. I'd rather see what everybody brings to it and see if we can find a way to weave all of that together into something, because I always like the results, you know, we get when we do that better than me trying to lead.
That's part of the magic of the theater, as opposed to being in a lonely room at a computer typing it, and it all be your own imagination. And we will be right back on the Art Spot after this. Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL, chapelboro.com. We're talking about fun in the city in the summertime, 10 by 10 Festival of New Short Plays at the Art Center, opening Friday, July 11th. For more information, artcenterlive.org or 919-929-2787. Last segment, we went in depth talking about A Streaker Named Desire by Carl Rossi. Spent 8 minutes talking about a 10-minute play. So I wanted to especially probe Lazarus and Jorge about some of the other roles they're doing amongst these 10 plays that form 10 by 10. Carl Rossi's A Streaker Named Desire, Terrence Patrick Hughes' Recess at Our Lady of the Bleeding Heart, Mind, and Spirit, Once Reformed, Lost in Thought by Christopher Lockhart, The Wisdom of Pirates by Amanda Peatfish Schrag, This Is Not a Play by Charles Bailoff, 10-Minute Life by Elaine Smith, Jordan Rawlings' Canyon, Brandon Croze's Going Viral, The Interpreter by Bridget Irwin, and When the Theater is All About, A Master Class with Vincent Van Buren, written by Corey Rieger. So what are you looking forward to playing in your other roles there, Lazarus?
I happen to be in three others. Actually, we just sat here and just realized we're in a total of three plays together, which is kind of cool.
Canyon,
directed by Laurie Mall. Hope Alexander directs Lost in Thought, which both Jorge and I are in as well. And then finally, Jason is directing us in What the Theater is All About, A Master Class with Vincent Van Buren. And they all are extremely fun, like in their own different ways. Lost in Thought has been fun for us to sort of just play around with that whole, there's this whole concept that once you see it, it'll be awesome. But we get to just get on stage and sort of play out and try different ideas, and Hope just sits there and she just keeps throwing things at us. Canyon by far is probably one of the weirdest. It's very grounded until it gets really weird, and then that's it just goes to the left, and then it just gets fun after that. So I think Jorge and I are both in with the theater. No. What the theater's all about.
Yeah, you covered it.
So, yeah.
Well, that's looks like a tremendous amount of fun, a great amount of acting and directing, and a whole different theatrical experience, 10 by 10 in the triangle. And as they say, if you don't like this play, there's another one in 10 minutes. But it truly is a different, enlightening, and sometimes mind-blowing experience at 10 by 10, opening July 11th at the Art Center in downtown Carrboro. Art Center Live. artspot.org. Thanks, Jerry Lynn, Josh, Lazarus, and Jorge for being on the Art Spot.
Thanks, Art.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.